Here, Ramban on Parshas Pinchas. So the Parsha begins with Pinchas getting his char, and Hashem telling Moshe, Tzoros HaMidyanim. So the Ramban mentions that, of course, they were told to Tzoros HaMidyanim, but not Moav. Because Moav, we weren't allowed to mess with Moav, I'll Tzoros Moav. So the Ramban doesn't understand. He quotes a Gemara in Bava Kamma that he doesn't understand. The Gemara says, Bava Kamma, it says, why did Hashem have to say Atatzer as Moav? Did Moshe think, would Moshe have gone to war without Rishus? Rather, Nasa Moshe Kavachomer Batma. Moshe made a Kavachomer. Ma, the Midyanim that only came to help Moav, it says, Tzoros HaMidyanim, Moav Imatma Makoshkein. And Hashem said, no, don't do it, because I have Shtei Predos that I have to come out, one from Moav, one from Ammon. So don't attack Ammon and Moab. Rus would come from Moab, and Naama would come from Ammon. So the problem is, Al-Tatzer as Moab was told to Moshe when they were getting close to that land, way before Balak happened. It was when they got close to the to Moab, Hashem said, Al-Tatzer as Moab. Like he said, don't go to Edom. He said, Al-Tatzer as Moab. And then they attacked Sichon, and then Balak saw what happened, so Al-Tatzer es Moav, the Gemara in Bava Kamma, it's on Daf Lamed Ches, makes it sound like it says Al-Tatzer es Moav, and you would have thought that Moshe, you know, Moshe made a Kal V'chomer, so Hashem had to tell him Al-Tatzer es Moav. It's not the way it happened. He was first told Al-Tatzer es Moav before any, you know, Tzorosim, any issue with Balak had come up at all. Balak and Bilam were in part of the story when Al-Tatzer es Moav was said. So what's the pshat? So that's Ramban's question. So the Ramban explains that Hashem knew that when the Midyanim thing would happen, Hashem would say, Tzoros HaMidyanim. So Moshe would think, okay, so then I should also do Melchama with Moav as well. And therefore Hashem said in advance, Al-Tatzeres Moav, even before the whole Midyan thing came up, it said Al-Tatzeres Moav, to let Moshe know that he should never attack Moav. And then he brings another possibility, that it was from the Medrash, that is because the reason why the Moabim weren't attacked is because, this is an explanation of why Hashem said Al-Tatzer es Moav. It's because they did it out of Yira, as opposed to Midian did it, went into a fight that was not their business, or as opposed to Moav was afraid of the Jews. So that's why they did it, like Rashi says in Masay. Okay, then we have the Mishpachos of Klal Yisrael. So the Ramban says here, meaning Perek Chav of Pasuk Hey, that the pieces, the portions of Eretz Yisrael were divided up by Shevet and by Mishpachos. That is to say, the whole Eretz Yisrael was divided in 12 equal parts. We can get to in a second, this is not what Rashi says. That there were 12 equal parts, and let's say Reuven got a portion, his portion was divided in, if he had four mishpachos, it was divided into four equal portions for each mishpacha. And within that mishpacha, so then whoever had more people would get more. That's Larab Tarbos, Nachalas, or wherever. But in this pasuk, the Ramban says it was divided equally amongst the Shvatim, Eretz Yisrael equally, not based on population, equally. And within that Shevet, it was divided equally amongst families. But we'll get to a little bit more about that shortly. That's what he says here. It's a little stira to what he says later. But this is clearly as opposed to Rashi. Rashi says the whole thing was done based on how many people you had. But the Ramban's position in many places in Chumash is that's not the case. Israel was divided equally. And the Larav Tarbes Nachalasu V'Lamat Tamit Es Nachlo is talking about either within the family or within the Shevet. Okay, then in Pasuk Tes, it says, U'bnei Eliyav, Nimuel V'dasan V'Aviram, and it says, this is the V'hu Dasan Aviram that had a fight with Moshe. So the Ramban explains that the reason it decided to start talking about what Dasan and Aviram did wrong is to say that there was this B'nai Palu, right, the Mishpachas HaPalui, the B'nai Palu was just Eliyav, and Eliyav just had three sons, Nemuel, Dasan, and Vavirim, And Das and Avir were lost their Yerusha because of what they did. So everything went to Nemuel. So for the whole Mishpachas HaPalui, everything went to Nemuel. Das and Avir were lost their Yerusha. Okay, now as to where these Mishpachas come from, who gets called a Mishpacha, an official Mishpacha? So Rashi said it was just the Yerodei Mitzrayim. The Ramban says, no, not Lav Dafka, it doesn't have to be just the Yerodei Mitzrayim. It was the Chashiv ones. The ones, he says, there was the Minig that you would name a family after the Chashiv one that started it. So yes, it's true. Most of the people went down to Mitzrayim, those were the Chashiv people. So everybody wanted to say, I'm from that family. But didn't have to Dafka be those who went down to Eretz Yisrael, but it was the family that people would be remembered by. Meaning to say, like in the old days, the minhag was, your last name was like the original father, the original patriarch. Like he says, his example, Ibn Ezra. Ibn is Arabic for son of Ezra. So the whole family is going to be called Ibn Ezra. That's like the last name is Ibn Ezra, or in modern day Hebrew, you know, it had been Ari. That's the last name. Because whoever Ari is, that's the one that was Chashuv. And everybody in the family wants to be known by that person. So, generally, the Yerodei Mitzrayim were the Chashuv ones, so they would have their own Mishpacha that was always called. That person who was Yerodei Mitzrayim, everybody had the name of that Mishpacha. But it didn't necessarily have to be those who went down to Mitzrayim, but it was the ones who were the Chashuv ones that people wanted to remember. Okay, then we have in Pasuk Mem Vav, it says, V'shem Bas Asher Sarach. And the name of Bas Asher is Sarach. Sarach. So Rashi says, why did he mention her here? Because she was still alive. Meaning, we have a problem. Why is it mentioning? This is for Yichus, right? For Yerusha. That's the point of this minion. So Bas Asher had sons. So his daughter got exactly zero Nachla. So what is the point of mentioning specifically his daughter here? Shame Bas Asher Sarach. What's the point of that? She's not being yours anyway. So, when lots of people had daughters, why was Bas Asher, Sarach Bas Asher mentioned? Rashi says because she was still alive, so she was very old. I mean, miraculously old. If she was alive now, she's 250 years old. But the Ramban says, Unkelus is Metargim, he translates as, Vishum Bas Asher Sarach. I'm sorry, Bas Itas Asher. We have actually Vishum Bas Asher. The Ramban had in Uncle Shum Bas Itas Asher Sarach. That's different than Shum Bas Asher Sarach. Shum Bas Itas means the name of the daughter of the wife of Asher was Sarach. Oh, that means it's not really Asher's daughter. It was Asher's wife's daughter was Sarach. So then she could be a Yerush, meaning to say if Asher had a second wife and with that wife he had a daughter, Sarach, and no boys from that, oh, now she's a Yerush, because she has no boys. So she Yerushes her father from that marriage. Okay, moving right along, and then we have the Pasuk of Le'ila Techele Ka'aretz, Pasuk in Dadad, and it says, L'rav Tarbu Nachaloso, L'mata Mitu Nachaloso. So again, as we mentioned, Rashi says that the whole land of Israel is divided equally amongst the population. And the Ramban says, no, it was 12 even portions to the Shvatim. And again, here, in Pasuk Nandala, the Ramban says that L'rav Tarbim Nachalosu means within the Shevet, every Shevet got the same amount of land, equal amounts of land. And in that Shevet, within that, it was divided. People with bigger families got bigger portions. That's a little bit in contradiction to what he said earlier, as I mentioned, that it was even the families got equal portions, and within those families, they divided it amongst who was bigger. Okay, but it's same, similar idea. He also mentions that Rav Tarbu Nachlosa refers to whoever was the Yotzi Mitzrayim, who were 20 years old, they got the inheritance, meaning it was allocated to them. And then when the people got into Eretz Yisrael, that's how it was divided. So if somebody went out of Mitzrayim and there were 10 brothers, and when it came time to, and let's say some bunch of kids, or they had kids, when it came time coming into Eretz Yisrael, let's say that 10 was now down to 5. By 5, I mean that all 10 died, they had kids, and of the 10, let's say 5 of them had kids, so all 10 died of the original Yotzi Mitzrayim, now you got five kids of theirs, so then they will inherit 10 portions, because it goes by what left Mitzrayim. That's the Rav Tarba Machalaso. And the inverse would be less. If they left with 5 and now they have 10, it doesn't help you. They still only get 5. That's Lamat Tamitu. So both are true. He also mentions at length this story where Yosef complained to Yehoshua, how come they didn't get a double portion, didn't get a larger portion? So the Ramban explains, of course, Menashe and Ephraim were separate shvatim, and they each got a separate amount. Of the 12, they were each given a full amount. But the way it was done was Yehoshua did the Goral once for Bnei Yosef, and they get portion A, and that portion was double the size of a normal portion. Then he did a second Goral to say, within Yosef, Menashe gets which part, and Ephraim gets which part. But that's why they thought, when they complained, because he says, if you look at the minyan, Menashe's went up way more than anybody else's. Menashe went up 20,000 people from the first minyan. From the Yotzi Mitzrayim, Menashe went up 20,000 people. So they needed more space. And they were not happy that they were getting an equal portion. They said, Moshe, had you originally used 12 gorals, then we would have gotten a larger piece of land. And Yeshua said no, and he didn't redo it. But what he did was, again, the way it was done was he first did a girl for Yosef, and then did a girl to divide Yosef amongst Menashe and Ephraim. But it's not because they got less. They got the same amount. Menashe and Ephraim each got equal portions as like a regular Sheva. Okay, then we have the Bnos Zlafchad, and they said their father died, and he died of his own sin. So why did they say that? So Ramban says, Adar Chapshat, it was said because they thought anybody who was part of Adas Korach, Moshe must have hated more than anybody. So they had to say, oh, he was not part of that group, so he wouldn't get in trouble. They wouldn't get in trouble and wouldn't be able to get their Nachla. So they said, no, that's not what happened to him. He didn't lose his Nachla. And he's not the guy you hate. He's not from that group. He died b'cheto. So it's kind of two things. One, that makes sure Moshe, make sure they get their nachla, and two, to know that they're entitled to a nachla, that their father didn't die about Das Garach. Okay, then the Rabban also points out, in the order of Yerusha, so the Torah says, it's in Pasuk Tes, if someone dies and they have no son, so it goes to the daughter. If they have no daughter, it goes to the brothers. The Rabban points out, this is from the Gemara, that it's not exactly that it goes to the brother. What it really goes is to the father. And the father's dead, so then it goes to the brother. It's not explicit in the Pasuk, but that's how Chazal understand it. So again, if there's no son, no daughter, really the father is Yerusha. When that guy will die, it will go to the brothers. Okay, then we have what seems to be a little bit of a... We get into the Karbanos, Karban Tamid, and the Rambam brings the drushes about what each word of the Pasuk means. I just want to tell you one point that's just fascinating. In the Ramban bringing the drusha of those psukim, it says, Tishmeru, what does Tishmeru mean? Sheyiyu Kohanim Levim Yisrael Omdim Al Gabav. Wow. So we know there's a thing called the Ma'amados, right? There's the Kohanim Bavodasim Levim Reshiram and the Yisrael Bavodasim. The Kohanim do the Avodah, the Levim do the Shir, and the Yisrael do the Ma'amados. What are the Ma'amados? So whenever you bring a Karban, you have to be there. So Klal Yisrael every day brings a Karban Tamid. So Klal Yisrael was divided up into Ma'amados, and there were groups of people that would come to the Beis HaMikdash, or in their cities if they were too far, but they would come to the Beis HaMikdash, and when the Karbanos were being offered on behalf of Klal Yisrael, they would daven that it should be accepted. So it's an age-old question, who is in these Ma'amados? Meaning, the way it sounds like the Kohanim had their job, the Levim had their job, and the Yisrael were the Ma'amados. Okay, well, all it is really is davening that your carbon should be accepted. The Kohanim also need the carbon tamid accepted. So were the Kohanim and Levim part of the Ma'amados too? Or were the Ma'amados only Yisrael? Would you never be, like when they divided up Klal Yisrael and the Kohanim were into their Mishmaros, so did they also divide up them up into being sometime part of Ma'amados? But the Kohanim of Levim, Pari, the Yisrael are the Ma'amados or not. So the Ramban here says, Shiyu Kohanim, Levim, Yisrael, Omdim, Agabav, sounds like that Kohanim and Yisraelim are also part of the Ma'amados. And just as a total agav statement, a good raya to this is the Mishnah in the fourth parak of Tainus, which says that there are four times a year when we have duchening many times, even by mincha. And again, the reason why on a normal day, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, where they duchen, or when we say Elokeinu v'Gevusinu, we don't say it by mincha, because you didn't duchen by mincha. Why? Because we're always afraid of shichrus, because people ate and they drank and they would have shichrus, and therefore they wouldn't duchen. So on fast days, this is again the fourth parak of Tainus, says that on fast days they did have it. So unless some fast days, and the Ma'amados, because the people in the Ma'amados also had a fast. So on fast days, and then Ma'amados, they would be duchening even by mincha. So if you were to say that Kohanim by definition are not part of the Ma'amados, so then why in the world would they be duchening during Ma'amados? They're not fasting because they're not part of the Ma'amados. Elamai, it sounds like that the Kohanim were part of the Ma'amados. Okay, I think the general assumption is that they were not, and there are many sources that they were not part of the Ma'amados. But anyway, this is an interesting raya from the Ramban here that they were. Okay, then one last point at the end. The last pasuk in the parsha says, "Vayomer Moshe b'nei Yisrael, Kol asher tzivah Hashem es Moshe." So Moshe said to b'nei Yisrael what Hashem told him to say. So Rashi says, quotes the Rabbi Yishmael, who says that the purpose of this pasuk is the hafsek ha'inyan, to stop from what we were talking about till now, which is the karbanos, to stop between it and the nadarim. What is that supposed to mean? So the Ramban suggests that perhaps this is what Ben Azai said, the Medrash of Ben Azai, which was, it's to tell you that they're not the same, that they have different dinim about who does it. So, meaning to announce a moed, you need shlosha mumchim, three people who are officially dayanim, meaning who have smicha. That's to paskin that today is a holiday, meaning the based in the Kiddush HaChodesh or whatever. But to be mevatel and neder, you don't need three mumchim, it could be even three edyotos, or one mumchim. That's the hafsaka inyan to separate them because they don't have the same halacha. This is as opposed to what Rashi says. Rashi says, as you might have thought, it was not said to Klal Yisrael. So I'll let you know that Moshe did say what he was told to say about the Karbanos. So the Ramban had a problem with that, because what do you mean? We don't always find the Pasuk telling you after hearing something from Moshe, and Moshe did, said over what he was told to say. So why is it here? So that's what the Ramban is saying, that this, since it's extra, that's why Rabbi Shmuel made his drasha, that it's l'hafsek ha'inyan.